One of the things I most love about living in the South is that when you pass a stranger, you'll still likely get a smile and probably a good morning or a good afternoon. Sometimes you'll even get a question like, "How are you this morning?" This is true even in big southern cities like Atlanta. When I lived in New York City, I never got that. Ask someone how they are on an elevator in New York City and you'll get a look that seems to say, "And where are you hiding your knife?" But down here, you expect to be asked how you are. Most folks find a standard response, something that works for them, something they can stick with, like pretty good. But I can't ever seem to stick with one response for longer than a month or two. Right now, I'm going with can't complain. And this morning, I went to the doctor for my checkup. I walked into the building and the fellow behind the reception desk asked me how I was doing. "Can't complain," I said, and suddenly I thought, well, I'm walking into a doctor's office where complaints are encouraged, even asked for. So I looked at the guy again and I added, "Well, I'm about to go to the doctor, so I better get my complaints ready." He said, "They'll just tell you everything will be okay." Turns out he was right. All signs point to me living for another year. But I would be lying if I said I had zero anxiety before a checkup. I mean, they do all the tests, body temperature, oxygen saturation, blood pressure, and they draw 3 test tubes full of blood from my arm, which will go to a lab where they will be analyzed for all sorts of data. My total cholesterol, my good cholesterol, my bad cholesterol, and the ratio of my good cholesterol to my bad cholesterol, my hemoglobin, my ferritin. I have no idea what ferritin is. And I used to worry about such things. You know, before my doctor used an app to communicate with me and share test results, you just got told to go home and not worry if you didn't get a phone call from them. Just assume that no news would be good news. And that used to drive me nuts. Just call me and tell me I'm okay once you figure out that I am, all right? I mean, that's what my mama would do. But one advantage of me edging ever closer to senior discount eligibility is that you realize how many months, if not years of time, you've wasted worrying about whether this count or that count will be too high or too low. When the truth is, the result is what it is. And you do whatever that result indicates you ought to do. And that will probably work out okay. And when it does, you'll forget all about your anxiety. Until the next checkup rolls around. And the person behind the desk asks you how you are. And you will say, "I reckon I can't complain." Come visit us at SalvationSouth.com, where we always try to do our best to remind you how little you have to complain about.